Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
North Dublin residents are joining an international protest. It's happening this afternoon and it's all about night flights from Dublin Airport. David Walton is one of them. Why are you protesting, David?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Well, I mean, the main reason we're protesting is the health impacts of nighttime flights. There's been a lot of science on this whole issue, and not to put a finer point on it, it's been shown by bodies no less than the WHO that there are safe limits of noise at nighttime. And the problem we have here is that Dublin Airport has an average quota of 65 flights per night. Now, to put that in context, Heathrow has 16. Dublin Airport has more than the entire nighttime flights allowance that Heathrow, Stansted and Gatwick have. Now, how they ever got to that situation is beyond me. But not only has Dublin Airport a huge allowance, which is questionable, but in 2022, they breached that allowance by 50%. And of course, this is a very strict planning condition. There's a reason why airports close down at nighttime. If you go to Frankfurt Airport, for example, if you miss your flight, last flight out of Frankfurt at 10:30, you have to wait until the next day. The reason is that the European authorities are very strict on the impact of nighttime flights on the local population. Now, we have a population in the Fingal area, in the neighbourhood of the airport, of 400,000 people. And there are tens of thousands of houses which are directly affected by overflights. And if these flights are going out at nighttime, they're going to have a direct impact on health.
Now, I'm reading information here, David, from the DAA, the airline operator, which says there's currently no nighttime flights on the north runway between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. in the morning, other than in exceptional circumstances, and that happens rarely.
Well, that's not true. For example, the south runway was out of operation about 2 weeks ago, and there were nighttime flights coming from the north runway. And this is the TAA's own for the whole week.
And what time is nighttime? Like, what time were these flights?
Nighttime is between 11 o'clock and 7 p.m.
And
at the moment.
Yeah. What time, when you said this happened recently, what time were the flights flying over it?
They were going out throughout the night. 65 flights going out throughout the night. And the other thing about it is, you know, Andrea, to be fair, the fact that people from on the north side directly related to the north runway are not being as impacted as much as people on the south side doesn't mean that we can't protest about nighttime flights full stop because of the health impact that it has on people. And I think you have to be aware that there are a lot of studies, no less than the Imperial College in London, who have shown that nighttime flights, whether you are woken by them or not, will increase your blood pressure by 50%. So this is very, very serious. And given the number of houses, whether they are on the south side, are affected by the south runway or the north runway, we're protesting about the principle because the health impacts are not being taken into consideration fully. The DAA is completely denying the health impacts of nighttime flights and daytime flights at that matter.
When they talk about this only happening in exceptional circumstances, it's not the first time, I should say, David, that we've talked to residents living near or in the vicinity of the airport. I mean, even as far away as, you know, other parts of Meath in recent weeks about the noise that they're experiencing. So I'm well aware of what the concerns are for you and many others. And like, I've no doubt it is very, very difficult for people. But this international ban, this international day, I should say, that's happening today, this afternoon, it's for the ban on night flights at the airport. It's not just happening in Dublin, it's happening in many other parts of the country. What's the significance of you guys and residents in Dublin taking part in this?
Well, I think we're trying to draw attention to the fact that there's a big problem here which is being ignored. I mean, you have, whatever area you're living, there are 400,000 people living in the vicinity of Dublin Airport. And Dublin Airport is being run by the DAA purely for profit. Now, nobody here is against the airport. There are alternative routes. There are alternative ways that you can organise the flights. The problem here is that there's been a litany of planning breaches. And it's not just nighttime flights. There was no sanction on the nighttime flights by Fingal County Council. In fact, they weren't even monitoring it. They only reacted when residents drew attention to the fact that the nighttime flights were being breached.
The complaints
and
were being
made.
And
the same problem has occurred on the cap. Nobody was monitoring the cap. It took residents to do a tot on the figures and point out to Fingal County Council that the cap was being breached. Nobody's monitoring the DAA. And that's the big problem we have here, that they're out of control and they seem to get away. They seem to be untouchable. And if you compare that to what happened, for example, in RTE, which was a much more minor.
I don't know if it's to do now. I don't know if that's a fair comparison, David. But I take your point with regards to residents having, you know, highlighted issues with nighttime flights to Fingal County Council. Ian Copeman is with us on the line as well. Ian is from Leeds. Ian, you're, I suppose, in a similar situation to David, I take it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really interesting to hear what David is saying, because there are so many parallels with Leeds Bradford Airport. When Leeds Bradford Airport has limits to the number of night flights that they can fly, which was agreed, you know, with the local council some years ago. But for the last 3 years, the airport has simply ignored those limits. And it was only our organisation, a grassroots organisation, that actually highlighted this to the council. And in fact, the airport has flown over 2,000 more night flights than they're allowed in the last 3 years. So our campaign is not only to call for a ban on night flights, you know, like, I guess that's kind of nationwide, but we're also asking the council to actually enforce those rules that they're responsible for.
Is it the same situation or something similar where, you know, while the airport in Leeds might have no nighttime flights between a certain time frame, often there might be due to, in our cases, we're told it's exceptional circumstances?
No, it's similar but not the same. The airport has permission to fly, I mean, roughly about 3,000 night flights over the summer period, which is still a lot. But there is something that's really important. The reason why airports want to increase night flights is because it's key to their expansion plans. What I mean by that is if an airline can operate a smaller number of aircraft, then obviously their overheads are smaller and their profits increase. But in order to do that, they essentially need airports that allow 24/7 use. So it's getting the maximum use out of aircraft. But of course, it's the residents that pick up the bill in terms of health issues, in terms of the strain on the health service. And I just really want to emphasise this health impact, because frequent studies have shown that when night flying increases, then so do hospitalisations and deaths. So quite literally, night flights lead to death. So everyone is picking up the bill for this, except the airlines whose profits increase by keeping their fleet
and
size
this is
down.
Surveys you've been looking at, Ian, with regards to people living under the flight path.
Yeah, I mean, this is not controversial. This is not kind of just an opinion. This is why there are limits to the number of night flights, certainly in UK airports. It's specifically to limit the impact on public health. However, that's not good enough for the airports, because they're so determined to expand and to increase their profits that they ignore the rules.
And I suppose it's to demand too from customers that are looking at routes and times and the whole lot that goes with it. This international ban for the day and night flights, it's happening in Australia, Portugal, Spain, the UK, as you've just heard, Germany, France, Belgium, Denmark, Greece, the Netherlands, and here in Ireland. It's happening right now, isn't it, David, the protest in Dublin?
It's happening at 5 o'clock this evening. At the back of the North Runway, close to St. Margaret's. You can go onto the forum group to get the location. It's really going to be, I suppose, it's a small step in terms of trying to get the attention.
What does the protest entail? Is it just outside people's houses or at the airport?
It's at the airport. It's at the back of the runway. It's at the airport. It's not intended to disrupt the airport per se, but it's letting people know that this is a serious health issue, and that it's a serious problem in Dublin. And I mean, the figures that are there in terms of the numbers of people that are highly annoyed I mean, ANCA, the regulator, would like to say that, it's gone down from 70,000 per annum to 40,000 in 2023, which is complete nonsense, because the problem about the whole system is that if I want to complain about every flight that's going over my house, I have to go in and complain about each individual flight.
Right.
And I have
okay.
to complain to the DAA. The regulator doesn't take any complaints from the public, so I have to complain to the DAA. So if I wanted to complain about the 300 flights that are going over my house, for example, on average every day, I would have to spend probably somewhere between 16 and 18 hours complaining. So the system doesn't allow any quantitative measurement of what the problem is. I mean, I'm in correspondence with the DAA, and I've offered them affidavits of 140 people in our small village in North County, Dublin, who want to complain about every single flight that's flying over their house. Now, the DAA have said, we can't do that. We can't do that. There's a process. You have to do it by post or you have to do it online. But even if you do it online, right, and I've said, it's really simple. You just take the number of people who are complaining and you add every flight that goes over Ballyball. And you know what? That would probably add about 7 million complaints. And we're one small village in North County Dublin.
Yeah. Well, you're not the only one. Many others getting in touch too, David, on that. Actually, this texter says, we bought a house in November of last year. We sold it in May 2024. Like, from November 2023 to May 2024. We're just 10 kilometres from the airport. Between the fumes and the noise, really troubled over constant noise of flights. Nobody cares for the locals. No one is measuring the noise correctly. We were lucky. We got away from it. Another texter, there's loads of flights leaving Frankfurt Airport at night. We've actually got a screen grab, I think, of this that came in from flights at 4 in the morning. And there's no Dublin flights from midnight to 5:35 a.m, which is consistent with all EU airports, if not better, according to this texter. I suppose, if nothing else, the international ban that's happening today and the fact that the Dublin residents are taking part in it is an indicator this is not just a localised issue here in Ireland. It's hashtag ban night flights. That is what they're, that's the hashtag they're using on social media today. I've no doubt you'll see more of that throughout the course of the evening as well. David Walton in Dublin, Ian Copeman in Leeds, thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.